USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Today's the day. President Biden meets with Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Leader Chuck Schumer, and Leader Mitch McConnell at the White House in the Oval Office. The meeting will take place at 4 p.m. Eastern. House Republicans have approved a budget that will slightly raise the national debt. That is 20% higher than America's income, per the Speaker. Biden disapproves the funding because it would put a cap on what the White House could spend moving forward. The expected expiration of Title 42 Thursday will have a negative impact on the U.S. economy. So says former Secretary of Labor Alex Acosta. He was on Newsmax last night.
I'm a believer that we do need immigration, and we need legal immigration that increases our labor force, that grows our economy. But illegal immigration just puts a strain on the economy because you're not bringing in workers, you're bringing in people that are going to take money and resources.
The House Oversight Committee on their website is reporting President Biden and the Biden family's foreign business schemes, raking in millions of dollars for the Biden family, will be exposed today, as Chairman Comer plans to release bank statements and documents to support the claim. Comer on Fox News.
In form so people can actually see the bank statements and the bank wires and get an idea of the dollar amount that we're talking about. That's another thing that's never been reported. We've already disclosed $1.3 million from China that was wired directly into three or four Biden family members' names. That number is going to be a whole lot higher. Hmm.
NASA has confirmed a 650-foot asteroid will closely approach Earth at 51,000 miles per hour. It's twice the size of the Statue of Liberty. The large space rock is called 2023 CL3. The asteroid is expected to pass Earth on May 24th at a distance just under 4.5 million miles away. USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get...
The White House claims the time is now when it comes to doing something about gun violence in America.
The White House is urging Congress to act in the wake of this weekend's mass shooting in Texas.
When we have 200 mass shootings in less than 130 days, more than one a day, this is a crisis. Congress must do something about it.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre criticized Republicans in Congress for refusing to take up gun control legislation, including an assault weapons ban. I'm John Schaefer.
Joe Capp, a quarterback who led the Minnesota Vikings to the Super Bowl in 1970 and once threw seven touchdowns in a game, has died at the age of 85. Capp had battled Alzheimer's disease, according to Yahoo Sports. Capp remains the only quarterback to play in the Super Bowl, Rose Bowl, and the Canadian Football League's Grey Cup. At least 13 people reportedly killed as Israeli targets three leaders of the Iranian-backed group Islamic Jihad. Residents near Gaza were told to stay near shelters and schools will be closed. Explosions ripped through Gaza early this morning as the Israeli Air Force assassinated three senior members of the Islamic Jihad terror group. The bombings lasted about 2 hours. And the bombings came days after the Islamic Jihad fired 104 rockets toward Israel in response to the death of an alleged senior member of the group who had been on a hunger strike in an Israeli prison. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.